I'm going to open the House Committee on Agriculture, Natural Resources, and Rural Communities. Today is May 28th. And this is our last committee meeting.
That's cleaning.
Yeah, I was kind of getting sad. But.
I know.
So I'm going to open a public hearing for everyone. No, I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill. I'm going to do 869 so I can get this letter handed out. 869A. And I would entertain a motion on the dash 4 amendments, and we'll get an explanation.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash 4 amendments into Senate Bill 869.
Representative Krieger moves the dash 4 amendments into Senate Bill 869. Discussion. These amendments take out the shall portion of the bill that said a blue ribbon fisheries shall be designated by the department and make it a may designate. They also take out any reference to rivers, so it gives discretionary authority that they may designate up to 3 lakes. It's also in here very clear that the commission may not designate Diamond Lake, which will make a lot of folks happy in a certain part of the world, I can assure you that, and 2 members of our body from that area. And that's really it. So it allows the opportunity to see if you can bring a lake back from the dead, for example, and get some people to go there and stock it with some interesting things that were shocked at birth and put in there, or not. I don't know about this triploid business, but that's still an option for the department. They're still trying to work me over on that one. I don't know what other people think. So that's basically the dash fours. Any further discussion?
Not, Mr. Chair, on the dash fours, but we did get some information now on the total number of miles of fly-only areas, and I'd like to have the department get that information to us for future purposes if we could.
That would be great. One of the conversation points we had is if there's quite a few of these rivers where they're fly only and a lot of out-of-staters go there anyway, is there at some point a way to tack on another charge the way they do in other places to maybe just do those without having to designate them anything else? And that's something we'll have to look at in the interim and work with the department on. Representative Gilliam.
Mr. Chair, was that a question or a directive? Because I was told not to ask questions.
Well, you got a former chair, and he was a game warden.
Okay,
and I'm armed.
Withdrawn. He's armed.
Withdrawn.
Thank you. Any objection to the dash fours?
What you
have. Seeing none, so adopted.
You want to move the bill?
Yes, please.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move Senate Bill 869 as amended to the floor with a due pass.
Representative Krieger moves Senate Bill 869 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Hyatt.
Aye.
Representative Gillian.
Aye.
Representative Rowe.
Aye.
Representative Johnson.
Aye.
Representative Lee.
Aye.
Vice Chair Menon.
Aye.
Vice Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Chair Klein.
Aye. Motion passes. Bill sent to the floor. Representative Van Orman.
I haven't carried a fish bill. That should be good.
Representative Van Orman can carry the bill.
I've got to come up with a question.
That'd be different.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Kurt, help.
And is it okay for Representative Gilliam to ask questions then of her, right?
Okay.
Well, use the
just remember,
we
just passed out the hazing bill in education, so I want to remind you about no hazing.
Representative Krieger, that was a question to you. He wants to know if he can ask questions on the floor.
He's the chair.
okay.
Oh, here we go. All right.
Okay. So, Brent, would you come up as well? Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 409A. This is our BlackBerry Bargaining Cooperative. I think we've got an agreement between the parties on this one. You all remember Mr. Larry Dyke, who came to visit us with his Cotata Barry concerns, and we've got a letter here from the department saying that regarding rules for this thing, that they would basically address his concerns with the temporary rule initially so they could get going for this next season to try and help the Barry guys and gals. With early variety grouping, late variety grouping, boysenberry grouping. The only thing that I would like to get across is that, you know, unless there's something wildly different, that I'd like to have some assurance that that temporary rule, if it's working, you know, would become the permanent rule. I know that's a public hearing. You got to hear what people have to say. The only other thing I've got on this is the, I just want to note that because Katie, or Director Coben notes it, that doesn't guarantee that the pricing are going to be the same. The price may come out different if that's what the market bears. You know, if Katata's all of a sudden go crazy and Marion somehow falls back, I don't know how that would happen, but if it did, then, you know, that would come out in this. And that's important to note that, you know, I can't guarantee a quality on price ever on all these sub-varieties. They're just not going to happen. So, yeah. Otherwise, we'd be communist state. Should I get a motion? Let me just get a motion.
Thank you. Sorry. You don't have any amendments, right?
We have no amendments. We just got a rule promise, which I like. And well, let me get a motion. And
okay. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 409, Senate Bill 409A to the floor with a due pass.
Representative Krieger moves Senate Bill 409A to the floor with a due pass. But you know what? I thought I had amendments, and so then I was going to call on you. Can I?
Sure.
You think it's my last meeting? I know what I'm doing. Can you just make sure everything I said sounds right or respond?
Damn it. Mr. Chair, for the record, Brent Searle with the Oregon Department of Agriculture. Yes.
Gotta love that test, Will.
Any further discussion? Representative Van Orman.
Thank you. I would just like to say that I was persuaded by the fact that a number of growers got together to produce this, and I want to support them.
All right. Any further discussion? Representative Roblin.
As long as Wilkenberries are figured prominently in the discussion. Other than that, I am actually very happy. And I did get a couple of farmers to admit that Wilkenberries are really an exceptional berry. So other than that, I am ready for this bill. And pleased that you have this added in here that we can talk about different varieties. So I appreciate it.
Are you going to try and sneak one into the pie contest? Like
we'll see. We'll see. That's pretty sweet.
Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, I have noticed that this is the second time that the issue of blackberries has come before this committee, but no blackberries have actually come before this committee.
Al? I see someone in the back of the room who represents some people.
We at least should have a list of where to get it.
I do.
On that note, I do want to acknowledge that in this body we mentioned crab at one time, and there was a lot of crab here.
There was. That's true. The crab showed up.
Yeah. I just want to, I mean, coastal people know how to take care of
Mr. Chair. Representative Gilliam, then Schaffler. It's our last bill. It's our lasting plea. What do you got?
I will walk out of here unless you take order. These people are just talking. You haven't recognized any of them.
I've
known him my whole life.
You don't have the votes to move this.
I recognize him. He used to be the dean of students Marshall, or...
I will say, in the grower's defense, when we heard the farm-to-school bill in the Ways and Means sub, one of those bills with that little girl...
Look, yeah, farm-to-school. Yeah.
And they brought several flats of yummy stuff, and I think it went to the staff and fiscal. But so they have been sharing their wonderful products with us for us sampling. Nothing that would cost any more than $50 per member, I'm sure. And most of it, I believe all of it, went to the staff. So,
well, give them credit for knowing where the power is.
Yep.
Representative Byer.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Last night, actually, I had pulled berries out of the freezer, and I was going to bring a couple pies and accept the challenge. And I just couldn't get it there last night.
I don't think that's out of order, but it feels out of order.
Is that the committee party?
So, no. That's a lot. Well, let's get the bill moved. I'll do my announcement. Any further? Yeah, Representative Roblin.
I was wondering. I could almost smell those pies.
Me too.
Really virtual pies are actually not quite as good, but...
Mr. Chair.
Representative Wingard.
This is the second time that Representative Byer has mentioned pies without any actual pies showing up.
thing at our last meeting.
You're an excellent counter.
Hey, it took me 2 years to get a transportation bill. You might be able to pay.
Any further discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Byer.
Aye.
Representative Gilliam.
Aye.
Representative Roblin.
Aye.
Representative Chopper.
Aye.
Representative Winger.
Aye.
Vice Chairman Orman.
Aye.
Vice Chair Greer.
Aye.
Chair Clark.
And with no party line votes this session, our last bill passes. Aye. Wait. Aye. Aye. Okay. Carrier, how about an excellent counter?
Okay.
Yes. Representative Wingard will carry this BlackBerry bill. Well, unless, I mean, you got a bunch of these guys. You're all right.
I'll speak up.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, great. Gingham will speak up.
Mr. Chair, this will be the second time that I've carried it over this committee.
Thank you. We're going to get you to three on something at some point.
Can I request that he quote one of the Barry people about collective bargaining?
Yeah, there you go. Yes, you may request that. I will have my staff coordinate committee party with you guys and gals. If you would be so kind to join, it would be fun. And I will have them pick a date and time.
Have your party people.
No. Party people. Okay. Oh, you mean, do I know if we're having a party? Yeah, we're having a party. Just got to pick the location and
time.
Are
we going to your house?
We certainly could. Carol will make me clean, and that's positive. So, yeah. With that, I'm going to adjourn this committee.
Where are you getting
that's why we all clean our houses if we're having company.